Shrimad Bhagavatam, Canto 1, Chapter 10, Text Number 4. Kamam Vavarsha Parjanya Sarva Kama Duga Mahi Sisikyu Sma Rajan Gava Payaso Dasvatir Muda. During the rain of Maharaj Yudhisthira, the clouds shattered all the water that people needed, and the earth produced all the necessities of man in profusion. Due to its fatty milk bag and cheerful attitude, the cow used to moisten the grazing ground with milk. Purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. The basic principle of economic development is centered on land and cows. The necessities of human society are food grains, fruits, milk, minerals, clothing, wood, etc. One requires all these items to fulfill the material needs of the body. Certainly one does not require flesh and fish or iron tools and machinery. During the regime of Maharaj Yudhisthira, all over the world, there were regulated rainfalls. Rainfalls are not in the control of the human being. The heavenly king Indradeva is the controller of the rains, and he is a servant of the Lord. When the Lord is obeyed by the king and the people under the king's administration, there are regulated rains from the horizon, and these rains are the causes of all varieties of production on the land. Not only do regulated rains help ample production of grains and fruits, but when they combine with astronomical influences, there is ample production of valuable stones and pearls. Grains and vegetables can sumptuously feed a man and animals, and a fatty cow delivers enough milk to supply a man sumptuously with vigor and vitality. If there is enough milk, enough grains, enough fruit, enough cotton, enough silk, and enough jewels, then why do the people need cinemas, houses of prostitution, slaughterhouses, etc.? What is the need of an artificial, luxurious life of cinema, cars, radio, flesh, and hotels? Has this civilization produced anything but quarreling individually and nationally? Has this civilization enhanced the cause of equality and fraternity by sending thousands of men into hellish factory and war fields in the whims of a particular man? It is said here that the cows used to moisten the pasturing land with milk because their milk bags were fatty and the animals were joyful. Do they not require, therefore, proper protection for a joyful life by being fed with sufficient quantity of grains, of grass in the field? Why should men kill cows for their selfish purposes? Why should man not be satisfied with grains, fruits, milk, which combined together can produce hundreds and thousands of palatable dishes? Why are there slaughterhouses all over the world to kill innocent animals? Maharaj Parikshit, grandson of Maharaj Yudhisthira, while touring his vast kingdom, saw a black man attempting to kill a cow. The king at once arrested the butcher and chastised him sufficiently. Should not a king or executive head protect the lives of poor animals who are unable to defend themselves? Is this humanity? Are not the animals of a country citizens also? Then why are they allowed to be butchered in organized slaughterhouses? Are these signs of equality, fraternity, and nonviolence? Therefore, in contrast with the modern, advanced, civilized form of government, an autocracy like Maharaj Yudhisthira's is by far superior to so-called democracy, in which animals are killed and a man less than an animal is allowed to cast votes for another less than animal man. We are all creatures of material nature. In the Bhagavad Gita, it is said that the Lord Himself is the seed-giving father, and material nature is the mother of all living beings in all shapes. Thus, Mother Material Nature has enough foodstuff both for animals and for men by the grace of the Father Almighty, Sri Krishna. The human being is the elder brother of all other living beings. He is endowed with intelligence more powerful than animals for realizing the course of nature and the indications of the Almighty Father. Human civilizations should depend on the production of material nature without artificially attempting economic development to turn the world into a chaos of artificial greed and power only for the purpose of artificial luxuries and sense gratification. This is but the life of dogs and hogs. During the reign of Maharaj Yudhisthira, the clouds showered all the water that people needed, and the earth produced all the necessities of man in profusion. Due to its fatty milk bag and cheerful attitude, the cow used to moisten the grazing ground with milk. Hare Krishna, Srila Prabhupada ki jai. So today there's an effort to wipe out milk production and dairies and replace it with plant-based milk and other things like that. And, of course, the development of big industrial enterprises is nothing new. It's getting worse and worse. And IT factories and so forth. So this is a sign that civilization is going in the wrong direction. Of course, if they don't want to kill cows and industrially exploit them for milk, that's not a bad idea. But milk is necessary for people to develop finer tissues in their brain to understand higher order principles of spiritual life. And the cow and land are the two, let's say, essential elements for economic development and producing the necessities for human beings: food, grains, fruits, milk, minerals, clothing, wood, etc. And all this depends on regulated rain. Anad bhavanti, anyad ana bhavanti sambhava. In other words, grains are fundamental for all living entities. They're produced by rain, and rain is produced by regulated activities. So therefore, people who follow the rules and regulations of Vedic Dharma, they will have regulated production, regulated rains, and sufficient production of grains. Anad bhavanti bhutani parjanyad anasambhava. Yajla bhavati parajanya, yajla karma samudbhava. All living bodies subsist on food grains, which are produced from rains. Rains are produced by performance of yajna or sacrifice, and yajna is born of prescribed duties. Prabhupada says that this is very practical verse. It explains how civilization lives. And when this process is not practiced properly, there are scarcities. There are, just like just yesterday, there was a huge tornado that killed 22 to 25 people, destroyed large parts of Nashville, Tennessee, and other smaller towns. So these are all symptoms that a country is not being properly managed. Its leaders are simply arguing and ignoring the most important thing, which is Namo Brahmanyadevaya Go Brahmanayataya Jagatitaya Krishnaya Govindaya Namo Namaha. So Krishna is the well-wisher of the Brahmanas and cows and all living entities. So Brahmanas are a simple symbol of knowledge or Vedic knowledge, and cows give the perfect food, meaning milk. So if the cows and Brahmanas are not properly respected, and other living entities also properly protected and respected, then there's going to be a lot of problems in society. That's why Prabhupada wanted us to have farms where we protect cows and we properly take care of the land, and daily we perform jagyas, and that jagya is Harinam Sankirtan Jagya. If we do that, then there's regulated rain, there's production of all necessities, and the cows are protected, become happy, and their fatty udders give nice milk, and everyone is happy. Nobody has to work in big factories, and there can be peace in society and happiness. So, transiting to that model takes some time, but unless we do it, we will not be able to give the proper example for the society, and people will just go on as they are now, making big industrial enterprises and eating meat and basically being subject to all kinds of unnecessary suffering. So Prabhupada says here, the Supreme Lord, who is known as Yajna Purusha, or the personal beneficiary of all sacrifices, is the master of all the demigods, who serve him as the different limbs of the body serve the whole. Demigods like Indra, Chandra, and Varuna are appointed officers who manage material affairs, and the Vedas direct sacrifices to satisfy these demigods so that they may be pleased to supply air, light, and water sufficiently to produce food grains. When Lord Krishna is worshipped, the demigods, who are different limbs of the Lord, are also automatically worshipped. Therefore, there is no separate need to worship the demigods. For this reason, the devotees of the Lord who are in Krishna consciousness offer food to Krishna and then eat, a process which nourishes the body spiritually. By such action, not only are past sinful reactions in the body vanquished, but the body becomes immunized to all contamination of material nature. When there is an epidemic disease, an antiseptic vaccine protects a person from the attack of such an epidemic. Similar food offered to Lord Vishnu and then taken by us makes us sufficiently resistant to material affection. And one who is accustomed to this practice is called a devotee of the Lord. So you notice it says material affection. It didn't say material disease. What is the one thing that holds us back from, let's say, fully dedicating ourselves to Krishna consciousness? Material affection. Material affection, not only for family, but for anything or anyone that is an object of sense gratification. So, if we can root out one by one this material affection, there is such a thing as spiritual affection, which is different, but material affection is based on the body and sense gratification. So, by taking prasadam on a regular basis of offering to Krishna, it makes us sufficiently resistant to material affection. And one who is accustomed to this practice is called a devotee of the Lord. So, right before that, Prabhupada says, when there is an epidemic disease, an antiseptic vaccine protects a person from the attack of such an epidemic. Then the next sentence, he says, similarly, food offered to Lord Vishnu and then taken by us makes us sufficiently resistant to material affection. So in other words, he's comparing material affection to an epidemic, and he's comparing taking prasadam to a vaccine that can protect a person from an attack of an epidemic. So the epidemic is material affection. And it can be for family, based on sense gratification, or for anyone or anything in material life. Therefore, a person in Krishna consciousness who eats only prasadam, food offered to Krishna, can counteract all reactions of past material infections. which are impediments to the progress of self-realization. On the other hand, one who does not do so continues to increase the volume of sinful action, and this prepares the next body to resemble hogs and dogs, to suffer the resultant reactions of all sins. The material world is full of contaminations, and one who is immunized by accepting prasadam of the Lord, food offered to Vishnu, is saved from the attack. Whereas one who does not do so becomes subjected to contamination. Food, grains, or vegetables are factually eatables. The human being eats different kinds of food, grains, vegetables, fruits, etc. And the animals eat the refuse of the food, grains, and vegetables, grass, plants, etc. Human beings who are accustomed to eating meat and flesh must also depend on the production of vegetation in order to eat the animals. Therefore, ultimately, we have to depend on the production of the field and not on the production of big factories. The field production is due to sufficient rain from the sky, and such rains are controlled by demigods like Indra, sun, moon, etc. And they are all servants of the Lord. The Lord can be satisfied by sacrifices. Therefore, one who cannot perform them will find himself in scarcity. That is the law of nature. Yajna, specifically the Sankirtan Yajna prescribed for this age, must therefore be performed to save us at least from scarcity of food supply. So there you are. This is Krishna consciousness explained in a very practical way. We are what we eat, and if we eat sanctified food, it creates peace and prosperity, and not only in our life, but by actually doing what Prabhupada says, going on Sankirtan regularly, having farms, and protecting cows, and showing the value of land stewardship and cow protection, and respecting Brahminical Vaishnava culture, we can bring about peace, prosperity, and happiness in this miserable world. Anibol. O glorious Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama.